Today we have a very special occasion, the Siyum on the Maimer HaShlishi of the Kuzari. There's enough food for everybody to eat a lot. Besides the donuts which Chaim was kind enough to provide, I think my calculation is I'll have to eat about 12. Besides that, we also have somebody we don't see who's a little closer to heaven, Ms. Rezi Stahl, who's not missed a single shear, and also brought us some treats to be part of it. She asked that the shear be lezeched nishmas Reb Yaakov Yeshua Reb Tzvi Hirsch Falk, that's for Yeshua, whose yahrzeit started a few hours ago. Here we have a fine selection. I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to have to bench if you're eating all of this. I guess we'll save some for another siyum. Thank you. Thank you, Rezi. Okay. So we are up to the end of the Maimer HaShlishi, page 150, and a fitting ending for a section in which he talked about the Karaites and how we learn and the whole Seda HaMesoira. And his ending here, we're three lines at the bottom on page 150, Acha HaGadais. In his question, the king had asked two things. He asked in Samaches, he said two things. Things that don't fit well into the drushes, and that we discussed the other night. And now we're discussing now the second part. He said, some of the agadites, and he doesn't mean gemari, he means psukim, that seem to say things that are hard to believe. In his answer, he divides the different part of the Agadata style psukim into four different groups and explains each of them. I'm sorry, five different groups and explains each of them. Acha Hagadais, that's the first. He said, Hagadais mehem shenoyagin derech hatsav hagdama lini shereitzim lenachsoi ula amtsoi. Sometimes expressions are used in ways that are meant to introduce an important idea. Kugmai, a very good example. Kugmai shamru kshiyarad ribayin, or the chaf is actually, Kugmai shamru kshiyarad ribayin ha'ilamim l'mitzrayim. We all know, ima enaychi b'tzara, there's an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with Klal Yisrael into Galus, into Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, he brings in the bottom, we know there's a familiar question that shivin nefesh yardu mitzrayima, and there are only 69 listed. What's the usual answer? Cheved was born Ben Achomus is the usual answer. He's saying that there's a major says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the 70th. Because so to speak, Rabbi Nishalem came down as well. So that's what happens when you learn without Rashi. You have that Teretz, okay. It's a good Teretz. So so what does it mean God went down to Egypt? Those words don't even make sense. God went down to Egypt. God is everywhere. So he explains, now it's not the usual explanation. We're accustomed, when we say, Ima Enechi B'tzara, Hashem came down with us, that it means, as if Kaviyachal, the Rabbeinu Shalom feels our pain. Feels the pain of Klal Yisrael. That's not his explanation. His explanation, it says, Ima Enechi B'tzara, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides the difficulties. If someone goes through tzaras, a Klal Yisrael goes through tzaras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides things that don't just happen. They don't just happen to be, and they're not things that are caused by human beings, or by the heavenly stars, or malachim b'sheidim, or anything people think. It's only God. As like the word kiviyachol, you've all heard the word kiviyachol. You say, the Rosh Hashanah stood up, kiviyachol. What does it mean, stood up, kiviyachol? Kiviyachol, Rasleimer. Im hoya yachalias, kach, hoya kach v'kach. If we could express it physically, we would express it this way. Vav bisha einze nimse begemara v'lo yimasi kim b'tzasa sidurim. Even though the idea that Hashem down to Mitzrayim is not found in the Gemara, it's found b'tzasa sidurim. Now we used to call it a siddur, something from which you pray. That's really a relatively recent name. A siddur, actually used to be called a marzor, what we call on the marzorim for the Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah. It was called the marzor meaning the book for the rotation of the year. Now when he says Siddur, he means the Midrashim. The idea that Hashem came down to Mitzrayim is not in Gemara. It's found B'Ktzas HaSidurim in some of the Midrashim. Ach Be'esha Timsa Kamayu Al'inyan Azeh Hu Naita. Anything you find of that sort, this is the idea. And he brings another example. K'may Shomer Michiyo La'achav. Michiyo tells Achav, Re'isi Es Hashem Yoshev Al Kisei. L'chol Svar Shemayim. I see God sitting on his throne. V'yomer Mi'yifates Achav V'yoel. Who will convince Achav to go to battle and be killed? V'yetzi HaRuach. And the spirit came out. B'shari Inyan. So it's an episode in Navi. V'loi hayo ha'ikr yoysa ma'amorai. This really is not more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Hinei nasan Hashem rasheka b'fi kol neveyach eila. It's not really, doesn't mean more than to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the spirit to come upon Achav's advisors and they advised them to go to battle. V'zula se ha'kdama v'atzoa ha'litzius minachetzes ha'dova ha'zek yu'emes. The Lashon Leitz is usually meant a negative connotation. Here it's meant positive. Sometimes you want to give a sweet expression to something which is a nice idea. So mainly you give this type of mashal. So this is his first group, things that describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in ways that are never not meant literally. In Moreh Nevuchim, in the beginning of Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam writes that there was an extraordinary effort made to take away or to not allow errors for those who thought that God has a body, that there's somehow a corporal God who has hands and feet. In modern times, it's mind-boggling to think that someone had a Yetzirah, to give God a physical body, but there was the Yetzirah. The Targum, if you do Targum Onkelos, you'll notice that he extends himself every time there's a pasuk that could be understood to be meant literally. He will go out of his way to translate it differently. Now I didn't prepare, so I'm just going to open up to this week's parasha and see if I don't make a mistake. But like Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Parshas Yisrael this week. God came down upon the mountain. Now, God didn't come down upon any mountain, right? So what does it mean? Ve'yered Hashem al Sinai. So let's look. Ve'iskalei Hashem al Tura de Sinai. There was a revelation of God on Har Sinai. He doesn't translate like it says Ve'yered Mitzrayim, the lashon of going down. He translates it Ve'iskalei, a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is generally the style of the Targum to have this type of an expression, and if you do the Targum, you'll notice it. There are exceptions, but typically that's the avod of the Targum, is to take away from people who believe that God has a body, and it's very, very hard for us to understand the idea that could be. It's part of Dibur Torah v'Lashon Yadam, you're right. Rav Tzadik has a great line. It's typical of Rav Tzadik. You know, we say Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim, b'yaday b'zrei netuya b'yada chazaka, with a strong hand and outstretched arm. So we say, well, the real outstretched arm is this, and by God, it's a mashal. So Rav Tzadik says, no, you got it wrong. The real outstretched arm is that God does. Human beings, as a mashal, stretch out their arms to do what we refer to as a Kaddish Baruch Hu, whatever it means, a manifestation of Yodei HaChazaka. He says, we're living in the Olam HaDimyon. God is in the real world. Like we think, you know, we're in the world. Okay, anyway, he moves on to the next category, Umehem. Typically, Umehem and other examples. Sipurim Mimarais Ruchni Yisra. Now here it's interesting. He said, last time we learned about psukim that are darshaned in ways that don't fit pshat. So he said, it's an asmachta. It's a good idea. We fit it in. Now we learned they're expressions of God. So we say it's not meant literally. It's meant an idea. Now, mehem sipurim mimaris ruchni yisram. What are visions that Nevi'im see? So I would have thought he'll say the same thing. The visions are meant as an example. He doesn't say that. He says, "Ein zeis plia ala chasidim mehem shi yirut surais." Don't be amazed that righteous people saw visions. Mehem demyaynais, bavrogoydel, machshavaysam, vizakos deyaysam. Some of them are visions that they saw because of their tremendous minds. Umehem tsura sheyesh lahamam shamiti, mechutz, kashero eisam anavim. And there were visions that anavim saw. Vechem baskoel, shalai paskim in bayisheni. And there's an idea of a baskoel, which existed in the Beis Hamikdash, time in the Beis Hamikdash. V'im madrega, lamata mi madrega sachazen v'adibur. And he says that madrega is just lower than nevuah. Va'yerachik es l'chama sh'omer Rabbi Shmuel. We find that Rabbi Shmuel Kayan Gadol said, Shemati baskel menehem es kiyayna. I heard the baskel making noises like a dove. Shekvayin es barbe, ma'im in Moshe v'liyo, ma'shiyosim zeh be'efshir. It is meant literally. And like we have from them, the Kabbalah, and Nemar, and Mashamar, Oilisha, crafty as Basi, Kashanemar, Yenachem Hashem, Yisatze Balima. So here he's saying that the visions are true. This is the total reverse of those who take Nivuas and say they were visions. I think it's the Abar Ben El that says that, when Avraham Avinu had three angels come to him, it didn't happen. It was all part of a vision. Three angels came to Avraham in a vision. That's sort of the opposite extreme of the Kuzari. Kuzari is saying that nothing was a vision, that all these things were actually, they experienced it as part of their whatever it is that their madrega was. So he talked about Hashem coming down to Mitzrayim, the visions of Nevi'im. Third category, Mehem Hashem Mishalim, Muvan asaydes achachma nimna galoisam. There's some psukim that we don't understand. Some agadot to gemaras we totally don't understand. I was looking ahead at the next gemara we're going to learn this Shabbos in Brachis. The gemara says that asparagus, which is a type of drink, gemara says asparagus is good for the heart and good for the eyesight. What's it doing in the gemara? I just wonder. You're allowed to learn that gemara in the bathroom. Asparagus is good for the eyes, good for the heart. Like, why is that in the Gemara? What's it doing in the Gemara? So the answer is, and this is what he's saying. Some things in Chazal are Misholim. Okay, again, move on, Asaydes HaChachma. Two lines on the bottom. Nimna Galaisam. Neshe'en lahem lahamoy te'elas mehem. It's not much of a te'elas for the ordinary person. Hemunachim lachar. Ulechafes liyechidim. Kshiyagi aleyem yishuroi lahem. Echad bedar oy bedayres. It could be one person in a generation, or one in many generations, that understands the depth of these hidden maimorei chazal. So that's a third category. Umehem. See, each category starts umehem. What? Because they're Kabbalistic ideas that are not meant for everybody. Yeah, whatever the asparagus is, talking about a certain type of drink there. It's not talking about the asparagus they sell in the stores. Okay, so you're not that one man in the generation who understands it. But there are those who understand. All of Olam Hazeh works with an incredible Seder. And the whole physical world has a mirrored spiritual world. Now, we don't understand much of it, but we understand there's such an idea. Okay, Umehem, in the fourth category, Mashem Niroim Kisheker, Bizborim Minyanim Ima'atiyun, things that seem absurd. And if you study them, you'll understand. And he gives a good example. It's something that can't be true. It says seven things were created before the world. Gan Eden, Torah, Tzadikim, Yisrael, Kisei HaKavod, Yerushalayim, Mashiach ben David. Obviously, these things were not created before the world. They're in the world. So what does it mean? If you want to build something, first you have the machshava, what you want it to look like, and then you build it. Right, if you set out to build a building, you imagine what you want, you go do it. The same thing before Hashem created the world, the Torah, the Tzadikim, b'neim kisi hakavayt, ha-tzadikim bebes lo yiyu ki maskula v'im baleidas ha-amitus, v'im roi lehem ki maskula v'im ha-makayma yisvir shaloyim.
the tzaddikim are appropriate, they should be in the best place, which is Yerushalayim, le'yechabrein, ki machashim ruma Mashiach, and the one that shall lead them is Mashiach. Bechreim al Gan Eden, who bidin, she yisumu elu bruim, bekayach kaidim ha'olam. They weren't created before the world. Bekayach, meaning the potential for them, existed before the world. Mehaniroim oid sheker, another example. Mashamra seres devarim nivru bein hashmashis. Pi haaretz, says 10 things were created bein hashmashis, that time of creation. Pi haaretz, the mouth of the earth that opened up. Pi habeer, pi haasen. Lahafik bein Torah v'teva. These are things that bridge Torah and nature. Hateva raimer b'minig, v'tayra amer b'shinei aminig. We call teva that which goes, like the Ramban says, miracles that repeat themselves, we call teva. V'tayra aimeres b'shinei aminig. And the in-between here, the bridge between them, was planned originally. So he went through these categories of puzzling things. They have to realize the Kuzar now is being introduced to Torah. In Maimer Ravi, he's going to get into actual words of Torah, etc. Here, he's being introduced to the whole idea of Torah, and for that, you have to have ground rules of which things to take literally and which things not to take literally. At the end, he says, Ani Maida Lacha Melech Kuzar. Okay, on Phil 155. I admit to you, the king, Shebe Gemara Devarim She'eneni Yachal HaTimcha Behem Taimim HaSpeakim. I admit there are some things in Gemara I can't explain. V'loi La'viyam B'Kesher Inyan. I can't explain them, connect them to anything. Some stories are brought in the Gemara because there's an understanding that if a Talmud Chacham schmoozes, there's something to learn even from the chatter of a Talmud Chacham. And the Talmidim were careful to record and pass on what they heard. And they were careful to say bimiloisam, and they're word for word. Sometimes they didn't understand it. They repeated Efshir. Sometimes the Talmidim realize that there are some hidden messages. We learn certain Gemaras, and we just shrug our shoulders. We really just don't understand the depth of a message in Gemara. Akol zeh b'masha einai b'maiser u'be'asur b'mutter u'ba'asur. This is only for things that are not halachas. The parts you won't understand at all are not the halacha Gemara. Sakein lo nargish elav. Don't get excited. V'lei yafchis hachibur ma'pana mesha zachartim. I want to mention to you that today with the extraordinary number of books and svarim that are put out, there are people who have midrashim that are puzzling, that you just can't understand. And the Ramban has an expression, I'm not responsible for every midrash. That idea that not every midrash has to fit with every other midrash, or not every midrash is literal, or as he said, not every midrash is something I can explain, is definitely a fundamental idea to someone learning Midrashim or Agadatas. There are numerous examples of this. The example that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall, for example, is a good example that it's not likely Moshe Rabbeinu was really 10 amos tall, because that's a terrible punishment. Imagine you are 10 amos tall, and this is before the NBA, right? There's no use in being 10 amos tall. What can you do with being 10 amos tall? So the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was physically, literally 10 amos tall, so what does it mean? All right, so we can find explanations, but derech remez, but it's hard to understand. Now this is an introduction to the Talmud, gateway to the Talmud, right? This is his introduction, and the Maimer Shlishi ends, Omer HaKuzari, the king says, Kavareti Vaisalimi, Chazakte Amunasi BeKabbalah. This doesn't mean Kabbalah, as we call it, it means in the Masara. You've convinced me of the Masara, Ritzoniata. Okay, next job. Tireli ma'at mechachmoisam. Teach me some of the wisdom. Achar shataisif li biur b'shemis o'elikim yisbarach. One thing you got to tell me. You know, your God has so many names. We used to it. We grew up with it, right? Hashem is God. Elkim is God. Kael is God. The Tzavakos is God. You know, everybody is it. So he says, first, tell me what it means, all of God's name. Tachav libin yema'at bezus elkim. So here is the introduction to the fourth Maimer. And bezus Hashem, we're still looking forward to continuing, just as we finished bezus Hashem, the Maimer HaShlishi. Let's hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the wisdom, the guidance, and the forbearing to be able to make it through the Maimer HaRavi, which is also challenging.